Overcast, a little smoky, but you can't smell it quite as you could yesterday at this time, nor is it quite as bad at the moment anyhow, because we had a good downpour, still lightly raining. See a few drops hitting the puddles here outside my window this morning, but a few hours ago when I drove to work, man, it was coming down hard as I come out of the southeast corner of the city into downtown Regina. I was thinking to myself, man, every farmer would love a rain like that. Not entirely sure how much is in your rain gauge out in the farm. It kind of falls in pockets, obviously, but hopefully you got a little moisture here. And yes, the smell of smoke, not quite as severe as it was for now. Anyhow, it is definitely the smell of rain. However, the very latest from Environment Canada again this morning, they've issued an air quality warning. Smoke again causing poor air quality, reduced visibility at times too in some areas. And again, with smoke like this, just about everyone's health is at risk, regardless of age or health status. I know yesterday morning at this time, I looked at the air quality on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. It was a 10 plus. By the afternoon, it fell to a 6, and that's about what I chose mid-afternoon. I went out for a bike ride. I didn't see a lot of people out there. Normally, where I cycle, there's a lot of people out for walks and running. There were fewer, that's for sure, because of the air quality. But this morning, again, thanks to the rain, air quality now is a 2. What's going on in downtown Regina here this morning? Oh, Farmers Market getting set up at Victoria Park there in the City Square Plaza. That'll start at 9, go till 1. And tickets are selling well for the Riders. Christmas in July, that's the theme. Hopefully this smoke won't be an issue on Friday evening, but last I looked, someone gave me a number of about 25,000 tickets sold already. So let's see if Cody Fajardo starts for the Elks. More on that coming up here in a moment too, but a lot of people talking about the death of Ozzy Osbourne again this morning. He passed away surrounded by his family at the age of 76. He'd been suffering the effects of Parkinson's disease, and I think now that final performance from a couple weekends ago seems that much more sentimental, right? And if Ozzy could have scripted his finale from this planet, he probably got what he wanted. One final performance in his hometown with his old band, the support of all his family backstage that day, and of course they were all surrounding him as he passed yesterday. But what a career. And personally, I'll admit, I was never a major Ozzy fan. My older brother was a super fan of Black Sabbath. So growing up, I heard Black Sabbath all the time coming from the basement where my oldest brother slept. And at the height of the popularity of the Osbournes reality series, I will admit I was all in. That show was crazy fun. Early 2002 that came out. And Ozzy was in demand everywhere too, including this memorable appearance at Wrigley Field in 2003, where he famously mumbled his way through Take Me Out to the Ballpark. He got fewer than 10% of the song right, but somehow this was perfect.
Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, and let's go out to the ballpark. Let's go out to the river. Take me in the arena. I don't remember.
You can hear the crowd supporting him here. Ah, magical moment there. Ozzy Osbourne, he had fans of all kinds. Yesterday, I saw Donny Osmond tweet how he will miss Ozzy. And I thought, Donny Osmond. And then, yeah, he even shared a television commercial they worked on together back in 2003. And I'd forgotten all about it. Osmond in that Pepsi commercial. It starts with Ozzy in the kitchen being annoyed by his kids wanting his attention to show they were holding a new Pepsi Twist. That's what they were advertising, right? Then the kids turn into the Osmonds. And before you know it, Ozzy's even waking up in bed, not to Sharon, but to Carol Brady, the Brady Bunch mom. Here's a bit of the commercial.
We're not the Osbournes.
You're not?
We're the Osmonds.
I'm a little bit country.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Sharon!
I turned the kids turn into the husbands.
Oh, they're there, dear.
I'll have plenty more on the passing of Ozzy Osbourne, including some Saskatchewan fans who were at that final performance a couple weekends ago. Lots to remember about Ozzy throughout the morning. Hey, check your lottery tickets. Someone in this province is $100,000 richer winning on the extra in last night's Lotto Max. Had a good rain in the overnight period, the last few hours. It really came down hard in my end of the city in the southeast. And here's hoping that helps a little on the farm. Not everywhere in Saskatchewan has had a good dose of rain, but again, we'll take what we can. And this morning, streets are pretty wet, lots of big puddles, and it's lightly raining still with some smoke in the air, of course. Not quite as bad as it was yesterday morning, but still an air quality warning today from Environment Canada. But hey, over at City Hall today, the discussion is going to continue about the new asking price for the upcoming indoor aquatic facility. The costs have ballooned up to around $285 million bucks now. This is the second time costs have jumped, as it was originally proposed at around $161 million. But today, Regina's executive committee will see how to proceed with the new costs. There's even some consideration to scaling back the project. But I've heard from a lot of you through text 1-877-300-7275 your frustration over this. It does not surprise me. The longer a project sits, in this economic climate, you know it's going to cost more. And some of you have said they should just, you know, say, that's it, toast it, don't do it. Well, you can't really do that. The provincial federal money, it's all there and it's in play. But might they scale it back? Who knows? Normally, I'd have our mayor, Chad Baczynski, drop by and give us an update. And he regularly stops in on Thursday, but he will not be joining me tomorrow. He's away on vacation with his family. So I won't have the mayor for answers tomorrow, but certainly next week. Blue Jays fans, all good things must come to an end.
And a swing and a miss as Kirk strikes out, and the Yankees will win it. The Blue Jays had a lot of chances, but left a lot of men on tonight, and the Yankees beat them 5-4 to even up the series.
Yeah, it was a loss. The Blue Jays franchise record 11-game home win streak ends there, and now we'll see how they'll respond tonight in the rubber match. But they're still up 3 games in the Yankees for first. Yesterday, the Riders got back to preparing for the Elks Friday night. Coach Mace confirming what we feared does not look good for the return of Kadeem Carey.
He was able to come in during the meeting, and all the guys able to show him love, man. So, you know, we'll wait to hear. But if I'm a betting man, which I am not, I would just say it'd be pretty tough for Kadeem to play this year.
Yeah, they did sign running back Mario Anderson on the heels of that injury. Kickoff against the Elks, 7 o'clock Friday night. Well, it's refreshing to have a little positive news when it comes to crime here in town, down nationally and down in the Queen City. Regina's crime rate dropped 7% in 2024 from the previous year. That drops us to 9th place out of 41 cities, whereas we used to be first at one point. More officers hitting the streets is one reason cops feel the numbers are sliding down. Let's hope that trend continues. Tuesday, the premiers all seemed rather united in standing next to Prime Minister Mark Carney. And they all seem rather confident in the federal government as a negotiating team going into this battle with Trump over the threat to raise tariffs on Canadian goods to 35% August 1st, unless they can cut a deal. Yesterday was day 2 of that big Council of the Federations meeting in Ontario. Carney joined the premiers on day 2 for a couple hours. And really seemed to impress those in attendance with his strategy moving forward. Carney conceded last week a fully tariff-free deal with the U.S. may not be possible. And when he was asked yesterday if Canada's prepared to retaliate, didn't say fully what the plan is, but said this.
Well, the first thing is we're working positively for a deal. We'll take stock if there isn't one that works, but that depends on the overall circumstance. A good deal is something that preserves, reinforces, and stabilizes those relationships as much as possible. A good deal is also one that doesn't tie our hands in terms of other things that we can do so that we can pursue that positive agenda that we focus so much of our time on.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford, who's hosting this three-day meeting, said talks with Carney were, in his words, really, really good, very positive. In fact, earlier in the day, Ford signed a memorandum of understanding with Alberta Premier Daniel Smith and Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe to build new pipelines, rail lines, and other energy and trade infrastructure.
We signed an agreement to work hand-in-hand to build new energy and trade infrastructure. And today, Saskatchewan is stepping up. Premier Moe has offered his full support, and that's a game changer. Let me tell you our plan. This new agreement will help move Western oil and gas to new and existing refineries in southern Ontario and to northern tidewater with deep sea port in James Bay. It will connect Ontario's critical minerals in the Ring of Fire region to new ports in Western Canada, helping to build a true end-to-end critical mineral supply chain. All of it will be built using great Ontario-made and Saskatchewan-made steel.
Sounds like a plan. He went on to say it'll be done by including all of Canada's Indigenous communities, too. The premiers will meet one last time today for their final meeting. Hey, check your lottery tickets. I just did mine. I did not win the $100,000, but someone here in Saskatchewan has won $100,000. It was the extra in last night's Lotto Max draw. Osborne. He got his start at Black Sabbath, of course. He would be fired in 1979. Then he would launch a massively successful solo career. And, of course, in the early 2000s, reinventing himself yet again with his family and the MTV reality show The Osbournes. Yeah, I was a fan. Along the way, he bit the head off a bat and a pigeon, snorted a line of ants once, got arrested for peeing on the Alamo while wearing his wife's dress. He's also consumed massive amounts of mind-altering substances in his day. In fact, there was a time in 1989 when Ozzy was high and actually tried to kill his wife, Sharon. That sounds horrifying, of course. And it was documented in the 2020 documentary, The Nine Lives of Ozzy Osbourne.
He came into the room and he said, "We've come to a decision that you've got to die." You know, he was calm and then just suddenly he lunged across at me. He just dived on me and started to choke me. And I was feeling for stuff on the table and I felt the panic button and I just pressed it. Next thing I know, cops were there.
All I remember was waking up in Amersham Jail. And I asked the cop, "Why am I here?" "Well, I've been arrested for attempted murder of Sharon Osbourne." I'm like,
"Does it make you feel uncomfortable when you talk about it?"
"Well, it's not exactly one of my greatest achievements."
No, and a good reminder not to do drugs, kids. But man, he sold 100 million records, entered the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame not once but twice with Sabbath. And of course, as a solo artist, he was inducted as a member of Sabbath in 06 the following year. Actually, last year as a solo artist. Ozzy's health took a turn for the worse in 2003 following an ATV accident in which he broke his collarbone, 8 ribs, neck vertebrae. He re-injured that neck in a fall in 2019. And, of course, he'd been battling Parkinson's disease, which he was diagnosed with after that last fall. And, yes, just a couple of weeks ago, He was able to perform one last time at the Back to the Beginning show in his hometown in England, which raised $190 million in charity.
I spent a long time preparing for this concert, afraid I wouldn't be able to finish it, afraid I'd let you down. To stay sharp, I stopped taking all painkillers. I chose pain over numbness, just so I could sing one last time with a clear voice. Music has always been my best painkiller. I didn't keep a dime from this show. Every dollar went to Parkinson's research to help others like me.
Yeah, $190 million of it. And Rachel Ish from Saskatoon was at that show and was impressed how he fought through the pain to perform.
I mean, he's been sick with Parkinson's for a while and also dealing with major injuries that he's had, you know, about 20 or so years ago and surgeries from that. So he's had physical challenges for quite a long time now. So he couldn't stand up and rock out like he used to. It looked like he really wanted to. But, you know, his voice, I think he did a total of 9 songs between his solo songs and what he did with Black Sabbath. And none of us were expecting that much from him. And his voice was good. He just seemed so happy and strong. And it was wonderful to see him like that.
Big Ozzy fan Rachel Ish there from Saskatoon, who was at that show a couple weekends ago. Ozzy survived by his wife Sharon, of course, his daughter Kelly, and his son Jack, who were all by his side when he died. There are also some offspring you may not know. A son named Louis John, an adopted son named Elliot Kingsley, and a daughter named Jessica Starshine, all from his first marriage. And then, of course, there was Amy, the daughter of Ozzy and Sharon, who opted not to be on the reality series of the Osbournes back in the day. But what a rock star. The music kept him motivated, and the support of his close family kept him going, too. He gave his fans everything he had at that final show in England. And lots of great memories of Ozzy Osbourne being shared. I was never a huge Sabbath fan myself. My older brother was, so I heard it. I heard it a lot growing up in Rosemont, out of the basement where my brother slept. But I was a fan of the Osbournes reality show. Who wasn't? In what, 2002 that started? Ran about a good 5 seasons. It's crazy fun.